it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And nor should you. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off today. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, yeah, you know what it's about. It's all about radio on the go. You're heading to your office today, or maybe not because it's MLK Day, and you got the day off. You're kicking back. Maybe you're going to the gym. Maybe you're sleeping in that little bit. Maybe you're just laying in bed with the woman or the guy, and you're sitting there, and you're saying to yourself, you know something? I'm going to listen to a little Spano and Black. Well, if you're laying in bed, you should be finding something better to do. But with that being said, it's all about radio on the go, various different devices, platforms. You can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I'm talking about is using TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, whether it's on your tablet, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on your watch. Joe has all his devices, so he likes to talk about them. I don't. I'm more of a traditionalist. I just have the one little thing that I plug in when I go to the gym, and away I go. But I can pull down any single thing I want on the network, whether it's an interview, whether it's an archive show, or I can go and I can listen live. And literally, that's what it's all about in today's day and age. We also have the Listen Live button on the website. So if you're sitting at your computer, maybe doing a little work outside of the office today, boom, click on it. There we are. You could cheat a little bit. I won't tell the boss. Most important to us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls are all over the world, all over the country, serving this great nation. As we get closer and closer to Inauguration Day, believe me, they're away from home. It gets a little lonely, gets a little cold. They don't always get the warmth from wherever they are. We like to make it a little bit better for them by giving them a little bit of a taste of home. And we're happy and we're proud to do that. When we come back, we're going to set the table, get this edition started here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know what it's about. It's about football. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supply. Last.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
I don't see why the hell not. Welcome back to the Attack Monday edition. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today at Joe Spano 56, if you want to annoy him, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And, you know, look, it's all football. We got a couple other sports things that we'll talk about during the course of the show. A couple of baseball things as well. And also, I want to explore MLK Day a little bit and the role of sports in promoting the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., how they go about it, which you could certainly open it up for debate and have a little bit of fun with it. You know, it's a serious subject, but, you know, keeping the banter real and live because, you know, Dr. King's been dead for a long time now. And do we do justice to honoring his legacy in the world of sports? We'll save that for the back end of the show. But with that being said, there's a lot of NFL that's been played a little more in front of us. It's getting a little more and more clear who may or may not go. There were some impressive performances. There were some not impressive performances over the course of the past weekend. And we're going to explore them all here on the Attack. And we'll work our way from the Saturday games. You know, when you look at the weekend's action, the only real blowout was New England. And that even took a while. Houston, I thought, considering all circumstances with the quarterback situation and the lack of offense that they can generate, they did the best they could against New England. The game went about as expected. But taking it all the way back to Saturday's action, Atlanta beating Seattle 36-20, they did one heck of a job, not only defending home turf, but taking care of their business against a very seasoned, tested team. And they did it, I don't want to say with relative ease, but they controlled the game for the most part. And Matt Ryan, who has been criticized many times for not being able to win the big game in the big circumstance, certainly acquitted himself and played like an MVP candidate. You know, he hasn't been in a postseason for 4 years. He threw for 338 yards and three touchdowns. And the Falcons are headed to the NFC Championship game. It's the fourth time in their 51-year history. Georgia Dome was crazy. And, you know, that home field definitely came into play because it was throughout. Seattle got a taste of their own medicine because certainly in Seattle, that's probably at this point in time the toughest field in the National Football League to play in. And coming off a 1-4 record heading into this football game in the postseason, Matt Ryan was brilliant. And, you know, look, he's now 2-0 over Seattle in the playoffs. Seattle ain't too thrilled about it. And when this game started, Seattle, you know, looked darn good. They got the first touchdown. And they just pushed the ball down the field on Atlanta's defense. And you said to yourself, if you're a Falcon fan, uh-oh, here we go. But Ryan answered in the second quarter. They had a 19-yard 19-point second quarter. That gave them a pretty decent control of the game at halftime. They were up 19-10. You know, there were certainly moments that cost the Seahawks, including an 80-yard punt return by Devin Hester, who was out of the game up until this past weekend, and it gave them exactly what they were looking for, but there was a holding penalty, and a legitimate holding penalty. And Seattle made it interesting. Ryan hooked up with Julio Jones at the back end. 14-yard score. And then another 3-yard one to Mohamed Sanu with under 4 minutes remaining. And put him away. And they did exactly what they needed to do. The loss of Earl Thomas certainly cost the Seahawks. But this was, I don't know, when you look at teams and you look at the window that's starting to close, the window is starting to close on Seattle. They're going to be competitive because of Pete Carroll. Man flat out knows how to coach. Always did. He just got short shrift wherever he went. And Russell Wilson, who's going to be there. But they have things they have to address. They're losing to attrition. They're losing to retirement. They're losing the salary cap. They're losing to a lot of things. But, you know, they're going to have to adjust some things. Hester being out of this game, and let me tell you something, if Seattle's smart, they find a way to keep him. Because he had 5 kickoff returns for 194 yards, including a 78-yarder. He was a big part of what Seattle was able to do in this football game. And, you know, without him, they're really having issues, except for that opening drive where they took it right down the field. But with that being said, there's nothing to take away from Atlanta. They did everything they needed to do in this football game in order to get it done. It was impressive to watch. Their matchup against Green Bay is going to be one hell of a matchup. And, you know, when you look at it, Russell Wilson, pedestrian, 17 of 30, 225, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They had 101 yards on the ground, but recognized that Russell Wilson had 49 of it. Some of it on design plays, but most of it from scrambling. Thomas Rawls did not answer the bell as the new beast, as I thought he wouldn't. And then the rest of the running game was pedestrian. They're going to have to address that in the offseason. They have to address the offensive line. You know, I had an issue when they traded the center away a couple of years ago. They don't get enough, I think, out of Jimmy Graham to make it work. Joe takes the opposite view on it. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. And that offensive line hasn't been the same. Russell Okung's gone. They're losing guys each and every year to attrition. And when you're losing that and you're putting your QB at risk and you can't establish your running game anymore. And look, I'm not saying that Rawls is Skittles, nor do I expect him to be. But they changed the dynamic of that team when they traded Max Unger. He was arguably the best center in football. You know, I know Pouncey's one of them, and all right, that's fine. But Max Unger plays, he's durable, and he was the leader of that offensive line. And they traded one of the few moves that Pete Carroll made that I have issue with. And slowly but surely, it has begun to cost this team. So as they go into the draft, they have big-time issues in some areas. They've got to figure out a way to get better on that offensive line, whether they do it through free agency. And I don't have all the cap numbers in front of me. This isn't the time or place for it. But through the draft and through a little bit of judicious free agency, they're going to have to sign some people, particularly on the offensive line. Their defense just got trashed and hurt. And they came up against an Atlanta team that once Atlanta started putting points up on the board, as Joe and I both talked about, there was not a chance that Seattle was going to be able to compete with them by putting points on the board. And as I said, the only reason why they were able to keep going in this game is because Hester kept giving him field position. And he kept shortening the field. Wasn't enough. Defense is still getting it done. But offensively, they've got some leaps and bounds to make in order to stay on top in the NFC West, which is getting more and more competitive. So with that being said, on the other side, we'll take it from the Atlanta perspective, pick it up, run with it a little bit, and then move on to some of the other games. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senior Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, and as we go through these games, I always like to pick with the losers a little bit and talk about what they need to do to get back to this level again so they don't miss the playoffs. And, you know, in talking about Seattle, and we'll get onto the Atlanta perspective here in a second, it's very important for Seattle to take advantage of what they're able to do right now. And what that is they're playing in arguably the worst division in football, but it's not going to stay that way. First, I expect a bounce back year from the Arizona Cardinals. Second, sooner or later, the Rams and or San Francisco is going to get it right. The Rams probably sooner. They just have more talent on the defensive side of the ball. So Pete Carroll has a little bit of a window of opportunity here if they can retool that offensive line and get a running attack to stay dominant, at least within the division, and make sure that they're at least qualifying as a wild card, because they should have, in reality, five automatic wins within that division. Assume the split with the Cardinals and take care of your business against the other two teams. Start you with five wins. Five more, you're in the playoffs, more than likely. You know, so if they can attack it from that perspective, and Carroll is a big picture kind of guy, they can make it work. But failing that, they will get reeled in sooner or later. Not next year. Not next year. I'll put a guarantee right now, barring catastrophic injury to Russell Wilson, Seattle's in the playoffs again next year. Okay? So we'll put it at that. But they're starting to lose games on the road a little bit. They dominated home, but they were 3-4-1 away from home this year. You know, there's little cracks, little kinks in the armor. And it's starting to show a little bit, as it does with all teams, except New England, of course. But the running game is limited. They still have weapons for Russell Wilson to throw the ball to, which, you know, again, and I don't want to beat the hell out of Pete Carroll, because it certainly his track record and success indicates otherwise. But when the league shifted gears a few years back and made it even more offensive friendly, and spread offenses were coming into vogue, and you know, again, I say this, and I always say this with young quarterbacks. You know, you look at the big three that was supposed to take over the league, excluding Cam from it. Collins going to be looking for work. RG3's looking for work. And the only one that came into prominence and has stayed in prominence is Russell Wilson. And Pete Carroll tried to accommodate that as best as he could, but in doing so and losing Max Unger, you know, he cost his offensive line. And now they're paying the price. They can't run the football. Russell was trashed earlier in the year, and they can't score. And they're putting more and more pressure on that defense on a week-in, week-out basis. And it costs them. They'll figure it out. Pete's a bright guy. Atlanta, let me tell you something. Back for the first time in 4 years, and Matt Ryan played at MVP caliber. Simple as that. He was brilliant. And what hard choices for the league this year. You know, you look at Brady Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, the kids in Dallas who are going to split the vote. Neither one of them will win it. And, man, you're talking about brilliance. Absolute brilliance. And look at the way he went about his business yesterday. I mean, throwing for 338 yards is one thing. But, man, did he spread the ball around. Devonta Freeman, 4 for 80. Tyler Gabriel, 4 for 71. Julio Jones, 6 for 67. Sanu, 4 for 44. Tevin Coleman, 3 for 22. Everybody got involved. Toyolo, 2 for 26. You know, everybody got involved in it. And you know, let's not discount what Atlanta was able to do in a year. Now, first of all, incorporating Freeman from the running game into the passing game. He's always been able to catch the football, but, you know, they really used him quite well yesterday. But you think about it. A year ago, we were talking about the fact that they had no alternative to Julio Jones. Their other wide receivers had gotten old, or they just weren't that good. And look, I'm not saying it's Mohamed Sanu's superstar, but him coming over from Cincinnati, he had that solid year that at least forced defenses to stay honest. 59 receptions for 653 yards. And everybody said they overspent for him. But Atlanta's management recognized the fact that, you know, basically it was four defensive backs against Julio Jones. And nobody else was keeping anybody honest. Well, they're honest this year. And it's helped Jones. It certainly helped Matty Ryan. And what they're able to do now in providing that balance is extraordinary. I mean, you look at the numbers that Jones put up this year. 83 receptions for 1,400 yards. He's in his prime. He's 27. Sanu's 28. Complimented even more. He averaged 17 yards a catch this year. 17. That's astounding. And I'm not going to provide revisionist history here for you. When I saw him at Alabama, I thought he dropped the ball too much. And I wasn't quite sure he was going to be able to do it in the National Football League. So I'm not going to pat myself in the back and tell you how great I thought Julio Jones was. I thought he had the potential to be great, but I didn't think he was going to be because of the fact he dropped the ball too much. I thought he was going to be a real good number two receiver. Well, I'm eating my grits. Guy's brilliant. Brilliant. And he's got a great quarterback to throw the ball. You know. Now, one red flag going up. He aggravated his toe injury. And that's not good. But, you know, look, barring amputation, he's going to be out there when they play Green Bay. But they're going to be doing it in the dome. It's going to be a controlled environment. Home field again. And in reality, that's actually advantage Green Bay to a certain degree. Because they have to play up in Lambeau in the middle of January. You know. Certainly an advantage for Atlanta. But with that being said, Atlanta did everything right yesterday. And we talk about it all the time. You know, you get these games that you're not quite sure are going to be competitive, and you think they're going to be competitive. We talk about the fact that sometimes when you look at some of these games, you never got the sense the other team was really going to be able to win the football game. And even though Seattle had some moments, that was the sense I got out of the game. You know, they really controlled it, Atlanta. They really did. And, you know, when you look at it, you look at the breakdown. Seattle takes it right to them, but they answer with Julio. Take it down the field again, Seattle, but they settle for the field goal. But from there in, defense steps up for Atlanta, gets the safety. I'm watching that play, and I mean, geez, man, you know, you trip going backwards and boom, 2 points. And it really did change the momentum of the football game. It was an odd play to have it happen on, but it changed the momentum of the football game. Because they punt out. Atlanta comes down the field. They don't score the touchdown, but they take the lead with the Matt Bryan field goal. And then they're off to the races. All of a sudden, it's 19-10 at halftime. Then it's 26-10 as Atlanta comes out. 13 plays, 75 yards. Opening drive of the second half. There's nothing more important in the playoffs than getting that opening drive in either half and going down and scoring. Seattle tried, you know, they did it in the first half, and it kept them in the football game. Second half, Atlanta just took control. 26-10. Seattle can only answer with a field goal before the end of the quarter. And from then on, it was all Atlanta. You know, the pass with 3:21 left from Wilson to Baldwin, you know, garbage time stuff. got them to 36-20. But what the once the game was at 29-13, it was done. It was done. A couple of turnovers hurt them. But dominance, 28-17 in first downs, total yards, 422 to 309. Everything went Atlanta's way, and they earned it. And they're going to be a real threat against Green Bay. Yeah, I mean, as hot a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers is right now, playing at home in Atlanta, and two MVP candidates going up one against one another. Well, we'll talk about it more on Friday, but I'll tell you something. I'm already scratching my head on which direction this game is going to go. We'll pick it up with the second Saturday matchup, which wasn't much of one. Right on the other side, I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Well, we'll get to Kansas City, Pittsburgh in a little bit, but we're still talking a little bit about Atlanta, Seattle. And by the way, the spread on that is Atlanta by 3, so they're considering it a toss-up. 3 is always home field, but I'm sure that line will alter a little bit, may even tighten over the course of the week. Like I said, that's going to be a tough game to pick, you know, regardless of who you buy or who you don't buy. And, you know, let's give a lot of credit to Coach Quinn for turning this situation around. I mean, Atlanta fooled everybody last year. Well, they didn't disappoint anybody this year, and you have to give credit where credit is due. He's done a really good job there during his tenure, short though it may be. And he's got a great quarterback. And Matty Ice is all the way back. He now has to be considered one of the elite again with this year's performance. And, you know, I think he's going to stay that way for a little while. Well, there was only one elite quarterback on the field in the other Saturday game, and that was Tom Brady. And Brock Osweiler wasn't. And it showed. 23 of 40, 198 yards, one TD, three interceptions. But to be fair, Houston did not play a bad football game for a half. 17-13. And then they just had the game taken away from them in the second half, as New England is wont to do. Brady was not mistake-free either. 18 of 38, two touchdowns, two interceptions. They ran the ball. LeGarrette Blount wasn't feeling particularly well. You know, he had illness. Deion Lewis took the load. They kept it honest with 27 rushes for 98 yards, but it wasn't certainly a dominant rushing game. They did all their damage in the passing game. Edelman is always big. And then short yardage down by the goal line, they got production out of their running backs. So, you know, it worked. Martellus Bennett was a non-factor. One reception for 4 yards. And I'm sure against that stout Houston defense, and it is a stout defense, Bill Belichick was not happy with the performance of his team. You know? And it was the Deion Lewis show all the way. Much more than anybody else. He stepped up in the big moment, running back out of Pitt. 13-yard TD reception, 98-yard kickoff return. And a 1 yard run. You know, he did a little bit of everything. But if they play that kind of game, a bit of a slop fest against Pittsburgh, they'll lose the football game. And no surprise, I'm picking Pittsburgh anyway because of the fact that they're my preseason pick. And they're the only one left because Arizona didn't make the playoffs. But with that being said, Texans did a pretty decent job. They stayed in the game for a half. I'm watching this. They're going back and forth. Defense is playing first rate. They're turning the ball over. They're putting pressure on Brady. But for whatever reason, and it looks like it's going to end up being just one of those bad contracts, Brock Osweiler's confidence is not where it needs to be. He's not performing like an upper-tier quarterback. He's not even performing like a mediocre quarterback. And they couldn't generate enough offense to get it done. You know, taking it all the way back to the regular season, and this isn't all on Osweiler, because you got to point at the coaching staff and look at what they did. But, you know, they win their division at 9-7, and they only score 279 points and give up 328. And today's NFL, 328 ain't bad, but 279 certainly is. I mean, hell, Jacksonville outscored them. And he took responsibility after the game. He said, you need to capitalize on your opportunities against a football team like this. And they did have opportunities. He said, it's my fault and I'll clean it up. Now, I don't know if he's going to have the chance. And I don't know if it'll be with his coach. That remains to be seen. Because there's some drama going on down in Houston. But Houston controlled the ball in the first half. When New England had it, made no bones about it. It was all Lewis and Blount. Or Lewis and not Blount, excuse me. Like I said, he had the illness. Yeah, and they turned the ball over. And they capitalized a little bit. Deion Lewis's fumble deep in their own territory. Osweiler made the play, got it within 14-13. Now, O'Brien said after the game, he said, look, I'll be back next season. I'll be the Texans head coach. I have a 5-year contract. This is year 3. But like I've also said, I have to do a better job. Well, I couldn't agree more, particularly on offense and particularly with the fact that he's considered a guru of quarterbacks. Well, more goo than roo. But I don't want to sidebar too much here. They got a lot of things going in Houston, mostly on the defensive side of the ball. Watt will be back. And Jadeveon Clowney, proving some people wrong, and they know who they are, was in Brady's grill the entire game. He was chasing him around. He got called for a roughing against Brady after Brady bitched about it. Couple of questionable hits. The one where he really just, you know, smacked him in the first half was legal. But Brady doesn't like getting hit. Throws his game off. And it did yesterday. You know, again, Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I'm not going to say he's the greatest quarterback of all time. But in reality, we saw the Giants do it in the Super Bowl. We've seen when they have lost in playoff games. He's like any other quarterback if you get in his grill and you get around his knees. He's uncomfortable, as he should be, as any quarterback should be. But with that being said, he still made enough plays when it mattered. And they just ground it out. And that's literally what it came down to. It was just, you call it workmanlike, you can call it whatever you wanted. When they took it over in the second half and they got that score in the third quarter, that was it. From then in, you knew Houston wasn't going to be able to come up. Belichick made his usual adjustments at halftime. And once they got rocking and rolling in the second half, it was pretty much done. That pass from Brady to White was nice, 24-13. And you're looking at it at that point, and you're like, all right, it's Brock Osweiler. He's not going to be able to bring this team back. Fourth quarter, they get the field goal. You know, again, though, opportunity to capitalize after the turnover. And that's where New England's defense stiffened. 4 plays, 6 yards. Boom. Done. Going backwards. And they kick the field goal. Then it's Deion Lewis. Then it's Steven Kostowski. Kick a field goal, 34-16. Put it in the books. Statistically, New England took it to him on defense, but it was a slop fest. 3 turnovers apiece. And for the yardage differential, you know, it was 100 yards. 20-14 on the first downs. Texans had the ball longer than New England. Time of possession, 32-27. 32-30 to 27-30. You know, Houston played hard. And I think, you know, with what is going to happen in the offseason, they're going to have to decide whether to fish or cut bait. And, again, I always talk about this with general managers, and I won't beat a dead horse. But Osweiler doesn't look like he's going to be able to cut it. That's decision number one. Because, man, you're going to take, at least short term, a pretty hard cap hit. Is Savage your guy behind him? Probably not. He's probably more suited to be a backup, although I don't want to say he hasn't gotten an opportunity because it was an open competition between him and Hoyer and, you know, before they signed Osweiler. And he wasn't able to win the job outright. Otherwise, they would have never made the deal for Osweiler. But you look at it, Romo's going to go somewhere. New England's going to have to make some kind of move with their quarterback situation, try to get something of value for Garoppolo. You know, there's other quarterbacks that are going to be out there. You know, the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world and guys like that. And don't forget, he's coming off such a crap year. He's probably due for another good one. So you sign him to a one-year deal and you hope to go to the playoffs again. And, you know, there's guys out there. Question is, what move do they make? And you know, again, O'Brien talks about it. He's in year three of a five-year deal with a management team that he doesn't particularly get along with. An up-and-coming division? Nah, I don't want to say that. Tennessee, next year is hump year for them. If they can get over it. And Mariota continues to develop. Because don't forget, he turns the ball over a lot too. Caution, my warning on young quarterbacks. Indianapolis, what's going to happen with that team? They're a team in turmoil, back-to-back 500 years. One of the three best quarterbacks in the game, if not the best. And they can't put a team around them. And Jacksonville's Jacksonville. New coach, new regime, they'll be better. But will they be good enough? In that division, they might be. And so O'Brien is really going to be tasked. They've got to figure it out pretty much immediately. Make the bold move and quit on Osweiler. Make the bold move and stick with him. And hope that he can get it done. You know, I always looked at the limited amount of plays that he actually had from scrimmage. And I said to myself, you know, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. But I'm looking at it now and I'm seeing a quarterback that just doesn't make good decisions. And they're putting an awful lot of pressure on him to carry this franchise. And they're at the point right now, I don't know if he's capable. It's a tough call. It's a really tough call all the way around. And for a team that's kind of just pedestrian, in a pedestrian division, they can go from the top to the bottom in one fell swoop. I don't think that's going to happen. Reality is it can happen. And we'll discuss it on the other side right after a short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We're back. 34-16 the final, and New England moves on. Again, you know, I examine the losers almost as much in these circumstances, because you get so far and then they come up disappointed like they did. But New England, you know, to their credit, workmanlike, a lot of mistakes. And honestly, if they play that way against Pittsburgh, they're going to lose the football game. Now, I'm sure Belichick is going to lay the wood to them. I'm sure he already has. But it's a good New England team. I don't know that it's a great New England team. You know, it's they've had the good fortune, and statistics aside for a second here, of playing in one of the worst divisions in football for a long, long time. Now, Bill helped make it that way because his teams have been so good. But when you look at this at the dysfunctional family picnic that is the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins on a pretty rotating basis, New England's been very fortunate. You know, not to take anything away from them, but, you know, if they had a team that on a year-in, year-out basis would actually come up and bite them, well, you know the rest of the story. Anyway, New England moves on. Houston goes home. O'Brien said he's going to stay, and Belichick's already coaching his behind off. Hour two, we'll pick it up with more NFL and move on to some other things as well, including a little bit of a dissection of MLK Day. I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned for the local news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the president-elect, you have someone who is willing to approach this terrible relationship the United States has with Russia with fresh eyes.
VP-elect Mike Pence speaking to CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, his boss, the president-elect, says he wants the U.S. and Russia to have fewer nuclear weapons. In an interview with Britain's The Times of London newspaper, Donald Trump said the number of nukes, quote, should be way down and reduced substantially. He was being asked about an arms agreement between the U.S. and Russia and suggested a reduction of nuclear weapons should be part of any such deal.
I have a dream today
It's the annual federal holiday to pay tribute to civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Banks, Wall Street, most schools, and the Postal Service are closed. Many Americans will use the day to engage in civic, community, and service projects. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
He has a talent for making a connection with his supporters.
President Barack Obama, in his final 60 Minutes interview, speaking of Donald Trump's candidacy and victory on Election Day, though Obama also had some words of warning for Trump.
Just make sure that as we go forward, certain norms, certain institutional traditions don't get eroded, because there's a reason they're in place.
Obama also said while he plans to stay involved politically, he's looking forward to his life after the White House. A deadly ice storm still affecting the Midwest today as 10 million Americans remain under ice storm warnings, especially in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. The professional wrestling world mourning the death of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, his daughter saying the 73-year-old Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer has died of stomach cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
That won't be heard much longer, as the owner of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus has announced the show will close for good in May after 146 years. Executives cite a number of factors for the closure, including declining attendance, but also protests by animal rights groups. The circus ended its elephant act last April under that pressure. Ringling Brothers will perform another 30 shows before the final performance in Uniondale, New York on May 21st. The curtain has also come down on a smash hit on Broadway that's now just a playbill memory, as we hear from Karen Johnson.
After more than 4,600 performances on Broadway, Jersey Boys is history. The long-running show closed after this afternoon's matinee due to falling ticket sales. Jersey Boys reportedly has grossed more than $2 billion worldwide. The musical about the life of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons won four Tony Awards during its 11-year run.
Meanwhile, the curtain goes up on an event that car lovers wait for every year, the annual Barrett-Jackson Collector Car Auction that starts tonight in Scottsdale, Arizona. The event will auction more than 1,700 classic and one-of-a-kind cars between now and the close of the show next Sunday. As Richard Rawlings would say, get you some of that. You can get us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Joe's off today. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of having hearing their names mentioned, but it ain't going to happen. Not today, not ever. It's all about radio on the go, all about the devices, the platforms, various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. First of all, you go to our award-winning website and click on the Listen Live button. We've won a couple of ABN awards for the right reasons. And, you know, look, it's all the archive stuff, all the live stuff. You know, it doesn't matter which show it is, whether it's us, the Hefe, Tittle, doesn't really matter, Wrestling Observer, the whole nine. Check it out. It's all there for your listening pleasure. But more important, when you're on the website, you can see all the terrific interviews that are done by all the shows here in the network. We have guests from all over the spectrum, whether it's current athletes, legends of the past, whether it's actors, entertainers, musicians, it really does, authors, for that matter. We get executives like Pat Williams, one of the great interviews of all time. And it's all about bringing the best and the brightest to you here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The way you get it is on your portable devices. You know, look, you know, the traditional radio, yeah, it's going away to the dodo bird. You can look at the ratings on the networks and how they're all consolidating and see that. But if you have your own device, you're on TuneIn, you're on iHeart, you're on Stitcher, no matter what it is, you can get this show, The Attack. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and girls who are overseas protecting our sorry asses, well, not always appreciated. We like to give them a little bit of a taste of home, hopefully ease the burden of service from their shoulders a little bit. A little bit of entertainment, a little bit of sports goes a long way. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table on the other side. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be a couple more football games. We'll be right back right after this short timeout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now.
now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Dr. Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, it's no mystery as to what we're going to do here in hour two. A couple of football games in the first half, a couple of football games in the second hour of the Attack. And, you know, look, there were a couple of just incredibly fine games played on Sunday. And, you know, when you look at the National Football League, this round is usually where you get the best quality. And truly, with the exception of the Patriot game, which was just, you know, pedestrian, nothing really let anybody down. The Packers and the Cowboys was an instant classic. And Green Bay controlling this game until the fourth quarter, where the Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, and Dak Prescott made a comeback for the ages. And the ability of them to make this a game after being so far down was brilliant. In the end, and unfortunately for the Cowboys, little too much time left on the clock. Aaron Rodgers took advantage of it with a 36-yard pass to Jared Cook on the sideline where, you know, Cook, he had no margin for error. They reviewed it from all angles. It was the right call. And, you know, look, this was as good a football game, not for the Packer fans, Cowboy fans, excuse me, but it was as good a football game as you're going to see played on any level, regular season, postseason, Super Bowl, doesn't really matter. There was an ebb and flow to it. You know, Rodgers had him up 28-13. Throws a pick on third down, which is the rarest of rare for him, and it allowed the Cowboys to get back into the game. And, you know, look, Dak Prescott was brilliant. Dez Bryant was brilliant. Zeke was brilliant. But if you're going to put this on anybody, and I heard the criticism of Jason Garrett for, you know, kicking the field goal with too much time left on the clock, and all right, you want to pick it? I get it. I can understand the point. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. But in reality, let's be honest about it. If your defense has anybody, third and 20, you cannot allow a 36-yard pass reception. And that's exactly what happened when Rodgers threw the ball to Jared Cook. So if you're going to pin blame anywhere, don't put it on Garrett. Don't put it on Zeke. Don't put it on anybody else. Put it on that defense. And, you know, ultimately, when you have that kind of mistake, that cost you the game. Third and 20 with 12 seconds left. Third and 20 with 12 seconds left. I'll say it again. Third and 20 with 12 seconds left. And you allow the play. Oops. And Rodgers said it. You know, a little too much time left. And there was. But I'm not going to put this on the coach. He made what he thought was the right decision at the right time. His field goal kicker was comfortable. With going for it right there, they made the field goal. Packers came back down, made another field goal. And that was the difference in the football game. But just an incredible back and forth in this game. Both quarterbacks were brilliant. Rodgers with 356 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Dak Prescott, 302 for three and a pick. Zeke had a buck 25. Green Bay was honest enough running the football in the game. Prescott and Bryant finally got together and had cohesiveness as a duo. Because don't forget, you know, I mean, look, Bryant missed some time. But he did not have a Dez Bryant year. 59 receptions for 928 yards. Still put the ball in the end zone. Still had 10 touchdowns. But it wasn't truly a dominant Dez Bryant kind of year. And, you know, look, they're going to pick it to hell down in Dallas, and I get it. Because as Jerry Jones said after the game, because, you know, you have to have a Jerry Jones quote, he thought this team was geared to go all the way. Well, that's rose-colored glasses. Dallas is a very good football team. I thought they were going to win the game. I have to be honest. But they're flawed. And they're flawed on the side of the ball that got exposed yesterday. Green Bay moved the ball at will throughout the entire game. And if not for the resilience of Prescott and Elliott and Bryant, in forcing their way back into that game in the fourth quarter, it would have been ugly for Dallas. It would have been ugly. But they just refused to quit. And, you know, there's a lot of layers to this football game. Again, the performance of the quarterbacks. But even the coaching. You know, McCarthy has come under a lot of criticism. Is he the right guy? Are he and Rodgers on the same page all the time? They have so many limitations. Yeah, they do. But now they're also the hottest team in football at exactly the right time, and the coach has to get some credit for that. Just Rodgers is playing out of his mind right now. And you have two quarterbacks matching up next week that are playing out of their minds right now. Something's got to give. And that's why it's going to be such a difficult game to pick. It'll be so difficult to pick against Aaron Rodgers because of the role he's on. And don't forget, there were a number of people in the middle of the year that were saying, oh, my God, is he hitting the end of the road? You know, all quarterbacks get old, blah, 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 ba-bing, ba-boom. Yeah, okay. Well, maybe not so much. And you look at the year he's had, man. 4,700 yards, 42 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. I mean, seriously? End of the line. I love when people jump on that bandwagon. And I was part of the not-so-fast crew. You know, you wonder what sometimes what people think when they're looking at games. But with that being said, and again, I'm going to focus a little bit on the Cowboys here before we move on to what Green Bay did right. They have things to address on defense. They rolled the dice on a couple of bad characters. That didn't work out. Defensive backfield still gets exposed. They're tough against the run. Lee is a sideline-to-sideline linebacker. But they have to focus on that side of the ball. I mean, they're fortunate. They found a quarterback. We'll see what they can get for Romo. Maybe it's a pick. Maybe it's a player. Maybe it's both. But they got to fortify on that side. They'll be even better next year. We're going to pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Well, we love you guys, too. Maybe not so much. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And, you know, when you look at Dallas and what they're going to be able to do, they tried to address some needs on defense, but they couldn't bypass Dak Prescott, who they liked a lot. Tapper, Collins, we'll see how they pan out. Jalen Smith is the wild card in all this. You know, second round pick. You know what the knee injury had been. And if he can come back and play on the level that it looked like he was going to be at coming into the draft before he got hurt in Notre Dame's bowl game, they might have something going there. But it's obvious the flaws on this team are defensive. They're still going to have one of the best, if not the best, offensive line in football. Cowboy fans, a warning right now. Don't kid yourself. Dak is going to have some growing pains. He will. Sanchez will be there to back him up. If they can get value for Romo, they will. But I also think, too, which is not being discussed very much, as to whether or not Romo is going to want to continue to play or not. You know, as a guy with multiple back injuries, fractures, he's made all the money he's ever going to need. He'll always have a place in Jerry's organization. He's got a place, you know. It's nice to have a place. Jerry will make sure of that. Jerry's loyal. So I think they'll test the market, see what they can get. If he can go to a team that maybe is Super Bowl ready on a 1 year, he'll do it. If not, they can't get the value, maybe he just steps out. Wouldn't surprise me. Everybody's assuming he's going to play next year. I fall into the not-so-fast category, the Lee Corso. You know, again, we'll see. And I don't want to digress that far into it, but, you know, we'll see. You want to chime in? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. But I, you know, to take it now to Green Bay, they're on the roll of rolls. Rodgers is playing just out of his freaking mind. And why not the pack? Atlanta's going to have something to say about it, but why not the pack? And when you consider at one point in time, they had to run the table to get into the playoffs. And Rodgers said they were going to do it. You talk about backing it up. Woof. And he wasn't perfect yesterday. He had the interception, but he was damn close. And, you know, again, you get indoors. Crosby is pretty much automatic. Second one was a little shaky in the first one because they called timeout. Throw him off his game, but he tucked it in the left upright. You know. And you think about what those kickers did in the final 2 minutes. 3 field goals of over 50 yards, 2 from Crosby and 1 from Dan Bailey. By the way, Dan Bailey. You know, they always talk about best kickers in the game. Ain't nobody better than him. He just doesn't miss when it matters. He's amazing. But, you know, again, Green Bay did all the right things. Defense got shaky enough at the end where, you know, they were holding their breath. And I guess as they go into the Atlanta game, that's really what you have to be worried about. But they're almost, these teams are almost mirror images of one another. And, you know, defensively, Green Bay will just have to get up after them a little bit. And if they can put some pressure, which they did on Dak yesterday, Nick Perry with a sack, Micah Hyde with a sack. It's really what you need to do. Any quarterback, like I said, you're around his knees, you're around his feet. It'll get it. You'll get it done. But boy, yesterday, and I talked about the fact that Jordy Nelson not being available, and he got ruled out on Friday. And I didn't think he was going to play. And that was my main reason in picking Dallas in this football game, because I didn't think that the other receivers could keep it honest enough. But they did. Randall Cobb has reemerged. He wasn't brilliant yesterday. 9 yards a pop. But Jared Cook made some hellacious plays, including one in particular. Davante Adams chipped in, 15 yards a pop. Richard Rodgers, not the composer, his one big touchdown catch. 34-yarder, big time, big time. And Green Bay spread the wealth around. Now, will Jordy be available next week? We'll see. It's multiple broken ribs. That's why he didn't play. And I don't know, quite honestly, if they can get him done up in time for next week. It's going to be difficult to justify putting him on the field with the condition that he's in right now. Maybe they use him more as a decoy and just don't throw the ball to him very much. I don't know how that's going to play out. It'll be something we'll be discussing towards the end of the week. But Rodgers more than made up for it. And that's where the brilliance of a Hall of Fame quarterback comes into play. And he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He recognized what he needed to do, and he put his team on his shoulders and won this football game. And to take nothing away from Dak, because Dak took his game right, his team right back into it. But it was a ferocious fourth quarter charge as opposed to a four quarter effort, which Aaron Rodgers did. And as I said, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Let there be no mistake about it. Regardless of whether or not they make it to the Super Bowl or not, he's going. And rightfully so. He makes few mistakes. His percentage of completions is amazing. He's just that good of a player. And I mean, you look at it. He's 33 years of age now. People are like, oh, yeah, okay. 36,000 yards passing, almost 37. 297 touchdowns. It's absolutely amazing. And he just keeps going. You know, signs of slowing down. You know, he got the ultimate compliment from Tom Brady. He said, when Aaron Rodgers is on and he's playing, I stay up and watch. You know, you can't get any better than that. And they executed and they took advantage of mistakes. You know, there were a couple of key mistakes. You know, Bryce Butler gets the unsportsmanlike penalty when Prescott was moving the team. And that was in the second drive in the first quarter. And that took all the momentum away from Dallas at that point in time. And Anthony Brown in the fourth quarter gets called for interference. on the Ty Montgomery pass. You know, and that hurt them. Because Heath made the interception. It was underthrown, but the penalty negated it. Crosby kicks the 56-yarder, and boom, history, baby. You know? Now, the discussion was whether or not it should have been a hold as opposed to pass interference. And good old Tony, who I don't think gets anything right, Corrente, said once the ball is in the air, he grabbed him, which normally would be defensive holding, but it now becomes pass interference, huh? Okay. Prevented him from continuing down to make a play, hence the interception. All right. Either way, penalty. They kick the field goal, and away they go. You know, doesn't diminish anything that Rodgers did. We'll pick it up with the nightcap game just on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is a Spano Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, yeah, it is for Green Bay and Atlanta and New England. Oh, wait, not so much for Kansas City. Well, poor Andy Reid. It just doesn't happen. I mean, yeah. He's a game under 500 for his career in the playoffs, which does not make him a bad coach. But his teams, at least in recent vintage, haven't really performed when it comes to the postseason. And yesterday was no exception as they lose 18-16 to the Pittsburgh Steelers in really frigid conditions in Arrowhead. Pittsburgh, well, consider yourself fortunate, because under other circumstances, you might not have won this football game. And what I mean by that is better weather. Maybe it would have worked in your benefit as well. But Chris Boswell kicking 6 field goals. Pittsburgh avoided the curse of when you have to settle for field goals, you lose the football game. Because Kansas City was the only team scoring touchdowns in the game, but they only managed to score 2 of them. And all the stats swung the way of Pittsburgh offensively, big time in the yardage, and they couldn't exploit it except from field goals. And Kansas City was hanging around in this game. And, you know, 12-7 at half, trade field goals in the third quarter. KC scores a touchdown, misses the two-pointer in the fourth. And Pittsburgh kicks another field goal to win the game. You know. And that's it. Penalty called on the two-point conversion. Travis Kelce going nuts. You know, I mean, look. First of all, Fisher threw Harrison to the ground. I mean, it's, you know, it deserved to be pushed back. And then they couldn't make the play. Because don't forget, they made the conversion to start out with before Fisher's penalty. But it was a penalty. And all the jumping and screaming, you know. And Kelce has no room to talk either, because the blatant personal foul that he committed, he's a moron sometimes. Talented, but he's a moron. And Alex Smith is a game manager. He's not a bad quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. He's in the middle. And unfortunately, in today's National Football League, in the middle, caretaker quarterbacks ain't going to win you a Super Bowl. And they're in a tough spot. KC's in a tough, tough spot. They're a good football team. They have a stout defense. But they don't have a big three the same way Pittsburgh has a big three. And, you know, they had their opportunities. They just couldn't do it. And like I said, Pittsburgh settling for field goals. They were very, very fortunate, very fortunate in this. Even at the very end with Justin Gilbert, another rockhead, grabbing the punt return and running backwards, kick return, excuse me, and running backwards. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, Pittsburgh mixed it up, no huddle, a lot of Le'Veon Bell. And their defense gets a little better each week. They're healthy. Bell was a monster. And that was it. I mean, when you look at that yardage differential, that's where the ball game was. But, you know, the inability to put it into the end zone really hurt them. You know, Ben, again, I get the conditions, but no touchdowns, one pick. Bell saved their hiney, 30 for $170. Tariq Hill had a couple of plays, but nothing to write home about. They tried to get him involved in the offense. came up with some gimmicks. Kick returns, you know, he was nothing special. He had a 21-yarder. Pittsburgh only punted a couple of times, so one time, actually, to be precise. And they fair caught it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the angle kick out of bounds. My bad. So they never let Hill get his hands on the football. You know, Pittsburgh dictated in this game. And again, Smith, you know, you look at it, 20-34, but 172, a touchdown and an interception. Conditions were tough, but they were tough for both teams. Kansas City can't run the football. It's what they have to address in the offseason. I felt so bad for Eric Fisher because, you know, after last year, and he had a rough rookie year, number one overall pick. No, I'm sorry, that was 2 years ago. Number one overall pick. Yeah, he had a rough time, but he's progressing into the role. Harrison just got the best of him on that play. He didn't want his quarterback to get killed, and he tackled him. He ain't the first to do it. He won't be the last. But that was truly, you know, that was truly the difference in the game. And Kansas City has to address things. Super Bowl defense, pedestrian offense. Can't win. Those days are done. You'll make the playoffs. You know, you'll make the playoffs, but you can't win a Super Bowl. Reed just got an extension, but they're going to have to figure out how to be more electric on offense, because when you score 16 points in a playoff game, regardless of the conditions, you're going to lose. They were just fortunate that Pittsburgh didn't put up 35 or 40 on them, which they could have easily done. And now for Pittsburgh, they go face New England. They better clean it up. Both teams better clean it up. You know, we talked about the slop fest. And for New England, it was mistakes. For Pittsburgh, it was just execution. Ben's got to play better. And the conditions, I mean, you know, they may luck out and get a little bit of mildness next week, but the conditions could be every bit as bad up in New England as they were in Arrowhead. And if they play to the conditions like they did in Arrowhead and they weren't able to connect with their wide receivers, they'll lose the football game to New England. And New England will be about a 5 or 6 point favorite in this game. And rightfully so. You know, but when you look at what Pittsburgh was not able to do, you know, I mean, Antonio Brown, 6 for 180. He had a couple of big plays, but, you know, 224 yards, even in those conditions, isn't going to get it done. And they settled, and they settled, and they settled, and they settled. And when everything's working like that, when Le'Veon runs for 170, it opens up everything else. And it was there. It was there for them to create that separation against Kansas City. And they weren't able to do it. And that was just settling. And credit to Kansas City. I mean, they came up with big defensive plays when it mattered. But Ben didn't play well. He didn't play well at all. And if they do it again, they'll lose the football game. Yeah, we'll see. But they eke it out. They move on. Kansas City goes home. And like I said, the two games yesterday were really the better games. Even though this one was not particularly high scoring, it was intense. And if you get an intense football game, you really can't ask for much more. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Last couple minutes here, it's something I wanted to talk about, and I've always struggled with this. And we don't get into the political, social aspect often on this show, but on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the great MLK, I've always found myself at odds with what goes on in the world of sports. And specifically in the world of basketball. And, you know, MLK Day has been put forth by the government as the National Day of Community Service. And that's a pretty good thing. You know, it's you know, whether you're doing it on your own, whether you're doing it with an organization, whatever the circumstances are, it's a pretty cool thing to get involved in, you know? And it's not that big of a sacrifice. Most people are off today. And, you know, look, do a little something for your fellow man. Nothing wrong. Even if you don't, nothing wrong with it. But when I look at the world of sports, and I'll take it all the way back to the ESPYs, where Melo and King James, Steph, and the guys came out, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on with the police. They made their statements. I haven't seen a lot of activism since then out of those guys. You know, Melo's done some things here locally with charity that, you know, have been publicized and have been recognized, and good for him. But where I do have the issue is on this day in a league that's 90% African-American, that African-Americans are playing basketball on this day that Martin Luther King is being honored. And I do have some issue with that. Now, I've talked to some athletes off the record who have issue with it. Not basketball players. I have to be upfront about that. It was football players and a baseball player specifically that have issue with the fact that the NBA puts this as a showcase day on their schedule because there's nothing else going on. And they started out with the Hawks and the Knicks, Trailblazers, Wizards, Sixers, Bucks, and, you know, it goes right down the line. And they play a pretty full schedule leading up to 10:30 with the Thunder and the Clippers. And it's a lot of premier games in premier markets. And I just question whether or not it's the right message. Now, I understand logistics are what they are. And when they do these schedules, they have to take everything into account, travel, you know, back-to-backs, the whole thing. I would rather that the NBA honor Martin Luther King by going dark for a day, by not scheduling basketball games, by making it a day of service for the league. I think that would send a much better message. I'm going to pick it up there on the other side because I have logic and reason behind this. At least I hope you think so. We'll be right back.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto, on MLK Day. I want to finish it up with that. I want to get my numbers right. 75% black, 23% white, 1.8% Latino, and 0.2% Asian. See Jeremy Lin. Now, with that being said, again, I think as a league, and it's all about money, the color is green, not black, not white, not brown, green. So with the platform to itself, they justify using the athletes, and they are using them. They're compensated, but they're using them to play on MLK Day, when in reality, I think it would be a better message to put a day of service into place for the league as a whole. I know it's hard, but quite honestly, with playoffs that extend into the summer, it's not that big a deal to me to lose a day. Almost make it like a bye week for the entire league. Kind of like they do with the All-Star game. Except this time you do it for the right reasons. You want to honor the legacy of Dr. King? What better way to do it than to shut down a league that is predominantly African-American and turn it into a day of service where all the teams are involved? I mean, you can't make it mandatory, but you can certainly send a message from the commissioner's office to strongly suggest that it's a day of service. To me, that's the better message. But, hey, what do I know? I only talk about it. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back at full strength tomorrow with another edition. Thanks to Robert for making sure this thing stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. For Joe Spano, for Robert out on the coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.